Now that we've discussed some of the techniques for writing children's stories, I'd like to read an excerpt from a book that uses several of these different techniques. The title of it is Book, 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 and it was written by Deborah Bruce and illustrated by Tiffany Beek. And I'd like to read you just a few parts of this book, and then I'll explain which techniques are being used. This book is set on a farm, and right away at the beginning you find out there's a problem. All the children have gone back to school, and so the farm animals are very bored. And here's an excerpt from the book. In the bright morning sun, the horse hung his head, the cow complained, and the goat grumbled. The pig pouted, the duck dozed off, and the hen heaved a sigh. And you can tell they're using alliteration here as one of the sound techniques. The story goes on, the animals decide they're going to solve their own problem. So they go into town to find something fun to do, and they see a building where everyone that leaves has a big smile on his or her face. So they decide that's where they need to go, and it happens to be the public library. So here's another excerpt. This is where the horse is taken charge, so he's going to go in. The horse clip-clopped in. Politely, he asked for something to do, but the librarian could not understand the horse. All she heard was, "Nay, nay." So the horse hung his head and clip-clopped out. Again, you can see the use of alliteration here, but also onomatopoeia, using the animal sounds. So each of the animals in turn goes in and tries to tell the librarian what he or she wants, and of course the librarian doesn't understand. All until the hen goes in. This is another excerpt. The hen goes in. "Book," clucked the hen politely. The librarian looked around and said, "What's that noise?" "Book, book," clucked the hen. The librarian scratched her head. "Who's that?" she asked. "Book, book, book," clucked the hen quite clearly. "Oh, is this what you want?" asked the librarian, and she handed the hen three books. So again, use of onomatopoeia, but also appealing to that sense of solving problems and achieving something. In the next part of the book, the animals all return to the farm and they gather around and read and enjoy the books. So I'm going to read you the ending of the story and watch how onomatopoeia is used to make kind of a surprise ending. The barnyard was filled with neighs, moos, baas, oinks, quacks, and book, book, books. Their sounds of delight lasted until sundown. All the animals were happy except for the bullfrog. And do you know what he said? "I already read it, read it, read it, read it." So again, you can see how the onomatopoeia and different sound techniques are used here to make the story more enjoyable. In this story, you can also see that it meets the need to belong. It's the group of animals that are working together, and it also meets the need to achieve. They knew what the problem was, and instead of getting a person or a grown-up to help them, they solve their own problem. And those two things make this children's story very appealing to very young children.